Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Tristan Bond, founder and CEO of Practice Acceleration, an allied health business coaching company. Bond specializes in showing healthcare business owners how to create predictable, profitable, and scalable businesses. In his book, The Practice Acceleration Method, an international bestseller in four business categories in six countries. Mr. Bond, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's my pleasure to be here.
Certainly our pleasure as well to have you with us, and thanks for your time. So for starters, tell us what inspired you to write the book, and what is the key takeaway in the book, The Practice Acceleration Method?
Thank you so much. So I used to own a physical therapy practice myself, and I created a method to grow that company to provide better patient outcomes, better experiences for my team, and to grow it in a predictable way so that I could step back personally and then remove myself. And I really wanted to share that message with other practice owners who I could see were lacking that information. And so I created a method, and the real takeaway message I want people to take away from my book, which I share inside the book, is that growing a business is a systematic process, much like a clinical reasoning pattern that you would use with a patient. You can go through it, assess it, then provide the right solution to grow your business so you can really take control. And that's the takeaway message I want them to have. Like, they can really love their business and they can do it in a systematic way.
I have no doubt there's a lot of practice owners that need to hear this information, and really awesome that you have some great resources here to help in that way. Now, explain how your Market Rebook Manage system works, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. I'd love to explain that. So, and as you would know, Eric, and I've listened to a lot of your shows, to grow any business, you need to be able to attract a lead. In our case, attract a new patient. We need to then have a sales system so they purchase from us. In the case of healthcare business, it's about rebooking or making a case recommendation. And then finally, to be able to grow a company, we need to have a process to manage, lead, and attract new staff so that we can actually grow. So the Market Rebook and Manage system is a series of processes in a very systematic order based on where a business is at to provide our clients with the right information around marketing so they can attract the right type of clients and do that ongoing, the right type of processes for rebooking so they can actually have a process for how they give advice and how they recommend that advice and how they get their clients to accept that advice so that way they can actually help their customers and also at the same time make more revenue and profit. And then finally, a system for attracting the right staff, onboarding them, managing them and leading them so they can grow a more powerful company. So it's a series of three powerful frameworks. Underneath each framework, there's a series of another dozen tactics based on where the client of ours is based on. So they work through it systematically, and that's how they grow with predictability and confidence and no stress.
Another question for you. How can healthcare business owners adapt from thinking like a clinician to thinking like a business owner? I'm sure that's a typical challenge in the space.
Yeah, it sure is. And thank you for highlighting that, because I think a lot of our clients feel very alone and feel very challenged by that clinician to a business owner transition. So I do have a lot of advice about that inside my book. But I want the takeaway message for everyone to be is that whilst you're a clinician, or maybe you're a butcher or whatever sort of owner of a business you are, you're a technician of some description, you also own the business. So what I get my clients to do is to go through a really big mindset transformation, and to understand that by thinking like a business owner, they are actually able to help even more patients. Because as a clinician, their sole drive is to really serve and help patients, and so it should be. But by making that transition to thinking like a business owner, they're now able to attract more new clients in, grow their team, attract a better type of staff member, and then empower them so that overall they can actually help more patients. So by thinking like a business owner, they're becoming like a super clinician. So I don't take away the mindset and say, don't think like a clinician. I'm like, let's turn you into a super clinician by turning you into a business owner. That's how I help them with it.
Some really awesome information shared so far, and really appreciate your joining us. We're speaking with Mr. Tristan Bond, founder and CEO of Practice Acceleration, an allied health business coaching company. Mr. Bond specializes in showing healthcare business owners how to create predictable, profitable, and scalable businesses. And in his book, The Practice Acceleration Method, it does just that. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Bond, how can healthcare businesses ramp up their marketing message? Get into some of those details.
Yeah, I think it's really really important that all of us increase our marketing message to be more successful. I think the first takeaway is to understand that it doesn't matter how good you are at what you do, you could be the world's best kept secret if you don't market. So the mindset behind that firstly is, if you truly want to help patients, we really need to actually get your message out there, because without your message being out there, you're not able to actually help them. So there's a mindset shift first of all. And then in order to actually ramp up their marketing message, it really is about providing, which is what we do, providing some very practical and tactical approaches to very quickly and easily get their marketing message out there on the most accessible platforms. And we like to use text message, email, and then Facebook and Instagram to do that. And then we get them to commit to actually having a marketing rhythm, much like how we would put into their calendar each day when they're seeing patients. For our clients, we put into their calendar each week and each month when they're actually doing marketing activity. So by making it a focus, being intentional about it, having the right tactics to do it, and then making it habitual, that is how they can crank up and ramp up their marketing message very quickly and also keep it very consistent. So I hope that answers your question, Eric.
It certainly does answer the question, and well stated and explained as well to make it most helpful. Now, how is COVID-19 impacting healthcare businesses, and what steps can owners take to survive within this pandemic?
Yeah, so that's a really relevant topic right now. And I want to say, like, first of all of us have been affected by COVID-19 in so many different ways. And our clients certainly have been affected. And it really, very, very much depends on the type of profession that they're in, whether they're able to still remain open or whether they've been forced to shut. At some stage, almost all of our clients have been forced to shut down. Now, in the event of a shutdown, the advice we've been giving and the processes we've been creating, like, we've created literally 12 months of content inside, like, a one-month period when this all hit. And the first focus for us was showing our clientele how to continue to serve their patients in a remote fashion where possible. Now, in many professions, that's not possible. For example, it might be in dentistry, you're not able to actually provide emergency dental care virtually. So in instances where our clients are unable to provide the actual physical nature of their service to their patients, we've been showing them how to increase the level of education that they provide to their audience while they're unable to access the service, and provide them ways they can actually assist themselves to improve their health. And of course, showing them how to improve their marketing message and enjoy the time off, so to speak, so that when they come back, they're ready to go. So in many cases, a lot of our clients have reopened and they've been more successful than ever, because in the time they've had off, they've been able to use our marketing strategies, start promoting themselves and fill their books and actually spend time thinking on their business. And what they've noticed is that when they've come back to their business, they're thinking, wow, I should actually spend a lot more time working on my business, because we've had such a big jump following the shutdown from COVID. So whilst it's been a really turbulent time and very confronting, we found that our clients have actually been really able to take that on and come out with far stronger and better businesses as a result.
And that is totally awesome, and that says it all right there. In conclusion, really great to have had you with us. Of course, your book is titled The Practice Acceleration Method, and you're the CEO of Practice Acceleration. Where can listeners get more information in all regards and also pick up the book as well?
Thank you for asking that, Eric. I hope that everyone who's interested in growing will check that out. It's if you simply go to the URL, thepracticeaccelerationmethod.com, and you'll find all the information there, and you'll be able to pick up the book for free. All you have to do is handle a small shipping fee, and we'll get that over to you right away.
Listeners, you certainly cannot beat that. That is an awesome resource. Again, Mr. Bond, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. It's been my pleasure. I appreciate you having me on.
Anytime, and certainly was our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Tristan Bond, founder and CEO of Practice Acceleration, an allied health business coaching company. Mr. Bond specializes in showing healthcare business owners how to create predictable, profitable, and scalable businesses in his book, The Practice Acceleration Method. And for further details, simply visit thepracticeaccelerationmethod.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.